Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles Title. If you're listening for the first time, we have a rewards program. If you want to write in and say you're a first-time listener, Bob will come over to your house and take care of your needs.
What kind of needs would those be, Miles?
Whatever needs those might be.
Okay. And I've got that rewards program keeps going because I do the first time listeners, but then Miles comes every 10 times you listen. Thereafter.
All right.
Takes care of your needs.
All right.
Let me just say that so far our listening audience has probably saved him about $25 in dental floss.
Oh, nice.
So last week I was going on and on about the match game,
right?
And so I decided to take the initiative and go to GameShowNetwork.com mm-hmm. and post on their message boards that we would be perfect for match game to revive the match game,
right?
And lo and behold, people actually read it and replied to it. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But it's kind of weird. I just did it on a lark, and just because I thought, well, hey, might as well, right?
Right.
If I want to be heard, I don't necessarily have the ear of the Game Show Network by our venue, so I have to go to their venue and figure it out. So I went, and I posted, and these people are really not people that would probably want to listen to what we have to say, I would guess. There seem to be a lot of religious overtones and things. One person would call themselves Lutheran or something,
right.
And had a little icon of the cross and so forth. And it was just kind of odd. I thought, and I listened again to the show, and I said fuck a lot,
yeah,
and shit a lot. And I didn't think that maybe those people would appreciate that. But I posted nonetheless, and then some folks came and listened to the show. So I'm not really apologizing, but I just, just seemed kind of weird. I guess game shows just cross everybody,
I guess.
Just cross culture. Everybody loves the game show, a good game show.
Yeah.
And, but anyway.
Huh.
Yeah. I was just trying to pitch, we should be doing the match game.
Well, I don't know what the deal is, because there was a lot of innuendo in that show, wasn't there?
You know what I think it is? It's just like these Catholic priests that are finally getting found out,
Yeah.
All the really horny people aren't in the S&M club. They go to the, church social. little do you know that, after the church ice cream social... it's everybody gets the ecstasy lace sprinkles, and it's just all, fisting in the back room, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think?
I really don't want to comment on that.
Yeah. The Church of the Five Fingers. I believe you are the reverend of that church, Miles.
I might
Tidal.
Be, you're right.
Speaking of church, huh? Yeah. What'd you say?
You might be the Church of the Poison Mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why don't you throw a little culture club in there?
Yeah. Do you really want to hurt me?
Not only do you show your age, you show your sexual preference whenever you make a statement like that.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Come on, now. Come on.
You could be Boy Miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt that.
Well,
I seriously doubt that.
You and Boy George do have the middle-aged spread going on.
No,
so
please.
All you need is a big hat to try to deter it from your, multiple chins.
At least I'm interested in the spread, if you know what I mean.
There you go. He doesn't have to spend any money on dental floss either, so you guys,
yeah, I bet.
You guys got that going on.
Maybe he was just sucked into it.
Oh, man. So anyway... all this church talk. I went to church today.
You did?
Yeah, we're recording this on Sunday evening. And I went to church this morning. And I guess I was, I wasn't really forced, but I certainly wasn't, it wasn't necessarily my idea, really. I mean, you know.
Right.
Wife thought it was a good idea for us to go to church, and so I just thought, yeah, what the hell? Go to church.
What the hell, I'll go to church. You're sounding a lot like my sister now.
Yeah, you know, what the fuck, I'll go to church.
Yeah.
But I, it was an interesting experience, I must say. I haven't been for a while.
Right.
And actually, I've been to church before. And I talked about it on the show because remember the pastor stopped by the house.
Oh, and you wouldn't let the minister in, right?
Right, I would not let him in my house, and
you
I told
didn't
him.
Feel comfortable.
Well, he asked me if you know why you know you gotta come back, and I said, well, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't wake up.
Yeah.
I told him that, and you were like all appalled because I was being so honest with the pastor.
Well, you could have let him in.
No, I could. I don't let people in. What's the point of that?
Except me.
Well, you could come in.
Which shows a judgment.
Impaired judgment, right. Well, when I was 5, I got hit in the head with a medicine ball. It's affected me ever since. I lost a contact. I never knew where it was. It must have rolled back into my brain. It's eating its way into my brain right now.
Okay.
But anyway, no. So I go, and it actually was a pretty good experience this time. They had an Austin Powers guy. And a Gaylord Sartain. You know who that guy is? You know who Gaylord Sartain is?
No.
He's a fat guy who was on Hee Haw and in the Ernest movies. But the other guy that got up, it was really actually quite fun.
Was he Junior Samples?
He looks like he's a big fat guy like Junior Samples, but his name's Gaylord Sartain. So one guy was like skinny, short guy, and the other guy was kind of a big guy.
Oh, no.
And the reason I said Austin Powers is because he was doing like, I don't know, the welcoming prayer or something. He says,
oh.
He said, I'm glad you could all be here this day, and we thank God for this day. he kept repeating himself. This is just funny. You know. Austin Powers, you know, he came up to the table and he says, you know, I'd like to introduce myself, you know, and he just says something like that. He gets all messed up.
Right.
And that's what this guy kept doing. So I thought it was really funny. I liked it because it was real, you know.
Hey, groovy, baby.
Right. He's like, allow myself to introduce myself. Yeah. And the
pastor's right, good. Right, okay,
I'd like
right.
to thank you this day for God bringing us this day.
Day of
here. And he just kept going, you know. It was like weird, weird, awkward pause. And then the other guy got up and sang. He got up and sang a song, and I swear it was like Fat Gene Autry up there. Christ.
Where are you tonight?
It wasn't quite that, but it was more like Tumbling Tumbleweeds, you know.
The Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
All I got's the stars and God. My horse and tumbleweeds. The coyote's calling like the devil. But he sang well. I mean, he played the guitar and sang.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
And I thought the best thing, and I actually said this to the guy as we were leaving, was somehow in this sermon that he said, he was able to bring in, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that Coen
yeah.
Brothers movie.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
talked about the Soggy Bottom Boys. And I wasn't really paying too much attention, and because
yeah.
I was wrangling with my daughter in the pew here, and he brought that in, and I like started paying attention for a minute, and I was like, how the hell did this guy get the Soggy Bottom Boys into the sermon? Because it was a little bit racy, you know, the movie was.
I am a man. Of
yeah, exactly. It was great. And so as we were leaving, you know, they stand there, you know, shake your hand and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was really impressed that you could get Old Brother, Where Art Thou in the sermon, you know. And so my wife and I stood there and talked to him about that movie for like 5 minutes.
That was the best movie.
Well, he was saying he didn't catch everything. He had to watch it twice.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, wow, hey, that's
Damn.
All right. So I thought it was pretty good, you know.
Wow, I might have to go back and watch that again.
Yeah, well, it was a good show. It was very, very funny.
It was good.
It was a little quirky, very quirky.
Yes.
Probably one of the only George Clooney movies that you couldn't really, you know, who was not totally, you know, exactly like he was in The Peacemaker or whatever.
Right, right. That was a good role for him.
I don't know why they bothered digitally cutting out Fred Astaire to dance with a vacuum cleaner when they could just be, you know, put George Clooney's performance in once and put it in five movies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see Ocean's 11, but, you know.
Yeah.
He kind of does the same thing over and over again.
Right, right. He's got kind of the hard-ass kind of...
Right, but at least in that one, I thought he was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty darn good.
Wow.
I complimented the guy.
Cool.
So that was my church experience. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Hello.
God.
You know, God.
No, but they did. It was really good because they kept messing up, and it was good for me.
It's a little bit like the Soggy Bottom Boy.
A little bit like, yeah. I was watching Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You know, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of country music.
Jesus liked the dippity-doo just as much as George Clooney. And the you don't see his picture like that, but he did.
Yeah.
He did.
How do I tie this all into the sermon? Just listen.
Just listen to my friend over here.
Made me think of the movie Training Day a little bit.
Then they take the collection. But anyway.
I don't know.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, man, Invasion of the Handicapped.
Oh, jeez. Are you talking, is a self-referential there or something?
No.
Weren't you Damon Wayans' inspiration for Handyman?
No. I'm not really down on the handicap here. But.
Of course you're not. You're going to be one. Just
yeah,
give it a
I
few
am
years.
One, basically. I'm handicap thinking.
You were voting in everything, every referendum or anything that comes on the boards that gives handicapped people more money or more access to travel. You're voting good on that. Cause
that's right.
You're going to be cashing in pretty soon, I think.
I'm only one step away.
Yeah. You're one drunken night on the railroad tracks away from it, my friend.
Yeah. There but the grace of God go I. You know?
Oh, hey, now you're preaching. What the hell's
going on? That's right.
Doing?
I'm preaching to the choir, though.
So what's with the Invasion of the Handicapped?
So my wife and I went to local Hellmart. You know, we wanted to get an electric broom, you know.
Oh, so you watched the Fred Astaire thing then?
Yeah, we were all excited with that, like that big red thing he had in his hand, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really packed the other day. A lot of people there.
Oh, at the Walmart?
Yeah.
So you couldn't park in the handicapped spot like you normally do?
Yeah, I know, that fake, you know, blue sticker that I stick up. No, but even all the handicapped spots were taken.
You know, his kids made that with crayon, so I don't know why people let you park there.
Yeah, I don't know. They,
It works. Shut up.
But, no, we're trying to get, you know, drive in the front of this building.
Oh, Jesus. Never drive in the front of the Walmart.
And there's, like, this old guy... First of all, coming out, and he looks really angry, and he kind of looks like that guy from Poltergeist 2 that says, you know, you're all gonna die!
Yeah.
Which kind of weirded me out.
Did he say that to you, or what?
No, he looked really angry going across the street, you know?
Did he have, like, a big bottle of, like, Phillips or something in his hand?
He was
probably
angry.
Constipated to high heaven, and he...
And, like,
I gotta down this whole bottle so I can shit!
I don't know, man. He looked angry about something.
I got hardened to the colon, for Christ's sake.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So shortly after that, like, a younger girl follows them. She's also in a wheelchair.
She's
angry?
And
they head, like, to the same vehicle.
Oh, they go to the... Well, there you go.
And my wife thought this was funny. I don't know why. Because I didn't really see the mirth in this. But my wife thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, all right, well, let's just keep driving, you know. So we go to the other side of Hellmart, and we found a spot, right?
Uh-huh.
And it, once again, really, really packed, really busy. There's really not many open spots. Even all handicapped spots are taken.
Yeah.
And we're walking. We're getting close to the entrance here, and we see, like, there's this big, frickin' the biggest Chevy Suburban I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is parked in a spot, but there's, like, no sticker on it, nothing that would indicate that it's a handicapped vehicle.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? You know,
yeah.
That's not right. You know, not even I.
Hey, you think that's not right?
Yeah, I've never taken a handicap spot.
Yeah, I know.
I have not, right?
I believe you.
So we're both kind of commenting on this, you know, like, wow, what, you know, that's really not right.
Although I have seen you pull on the expectant mother spot.
Well, I am a mother, as you know. But opposite this are some more handicap spots.
Uh-huh.
And someone with a handicap sticker has decided to make their own spot almost like sitting in the lane of traffic.
Okay.
Like, they just decided to park, like, they say, fuck it, jump out, you know, and park and leave, you know?
I don't know if they'd be jumping out, but...
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm getting to that point. Right?
Okay.
So, like a dummy, I decided to comment on this, not realizing that the owner of the illegally parked vehicle is close by.
Look at that, asshole.
Yeah. Well, my wife's like, look at that big Suburban.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like... So then I'm like, well, at least the Suburban parked in the spot. Look at what this fool did. And just then, out of nowhere, pops this mutant-looking dude.
Yeah.
Getting into the illegally parked car.
Hey,
And he kind of, like, shot a look. I'm like, keep walking. Keep walking.
Keep walking.
Don't look. Just keep. But out of nowhere, it was like the Invisible Man, and suddenly, like, someone, like, flipped the switch, and he was there.
So what was his handicap?
I don't know. Like bad dressing or something. I don't know what it was.
I think they should have two stickers.
Yeah.
They should have one with a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
On the handicap symbol.
Yeah.
Meaning that's it's a hidden handicap. So you're not going to be able to tell what it is when they get out of the car.
Right.
And then the regular handicap symbol for people who are obvious that they're handicapped.
Right.
So that way, you know, because you know you see those people that, and you know there are people out there.
Right.
Who drive their grandma's car and park in the spot because they got the tag.
Oh, I could easily do that.
See what I'm saying?
I don't have it anymore, but I could use a tag if I had it.
But, I mean, you know, I think there should be a differential, so that way I don't have to wonder, hey,
yeah,
is that person really handicapped?
Yeah.
Because they're imitating a handicapped person.
I don't know. I felt bad, though, because maybe I shouldn't have said it so loud, because I know this guy must have heard it.
Well, they weren't in the spot, right?
No.
I mean, rules is rules, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, he's almost sitting in the lane of traffic. I mean, there's no way he could have mistaken this as a spot.
Well, it's better than, like, you know, if he went over there and hauled out and kicked out his headlight or something.
I know. I'm so glad I didn't. Like, leave him a note or something.
Yeah.
Because he was right there. I don't know where this guy appeared out of, but all of a sudden he's like, whoosh.
I remember I was driving in when I was, like, just first got my license, and I was in downtown Decatur, and I had stopped out into where the, I was downtown, out in the pedestrian lane,
mm-hmm.
And this dude kicked my car.
Oh, man. Because
I was in the pedestrian lane.
Jeez.
It was, like, snowy, and so there was slush everywhere.
Yeah.
I was, like, sitting with my ass in the pedestrian lane. The front end was out of it, but, you know, I was going to turn right on red. And the guy walked up and just kicked the fender of my car. Really hard, I mean, you know.
Did you jump out?
Nah, I just went on like, ah, fuck it.
Hey, man, what's up with that?
Well, of course, I just got my license, too, so I don't know what's going on, you know.
Oh. You don't, that was your dad.
Yeah, you don't just jump out of cars on people, you know what I mean?
Well, I probably wouldn't either. I mean, it's
yeah.
Pussy to do that.
That's how you get killed.
What? Yeah, I know.
I mean, unless you're packing heat, man, you just don't jump out of the car.
Well, everyone always says that to me. Did you jump out and tell the guy something?
No, I don't kick. I don't care. It was a terrible car.
I know.
My ass was in the lane. What do you expect, you know?
Well, you do have a big ass.
Well, there you go. I said, well, I deserve it. Whatever. I mean, as long as it didn't knock anything off.
Right.
It was no big deal. So this guy shouldn't have shot you a look. He should have said, yeah, you know, I'm parked illegally.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Get on with it.
I guess. I shouldn't have said it, though, you know.
No, I think you should have said it. You should have kicked out his headlight.
You think?
No. I don't think so. So how are you going to repent for this sin that you've committed here tonight?
Maybe Mom? I'll come down to your house and go to church. How's that?
Oh, Jesus, no. I don't think that I want to bring the fury of you to the singing cowboy in Austin Powers just quite yet.
Could we sing A Man of Constant Sorrow?
Yeah.
Please.
Not you and your children.
Play Kumbaya.
Yeah, he'll be in there. Mr. Title, we give to the collection plate. We don't take.
Oh, I was just making change.
Could I get everybody who leaves to sign this piece of paper for me? I need to sign some checks after the service. Made out to cash.
Yeah.